that's a good showing there from the fill-in host, Blake Lawson.
Well, hello! That's how you know it's not Scott.
That's right. Scott out on assignment again.
I've been hammering him about his intro. I'm going to keep doing it, too.
That's right.
What has his intro been? I haven't listened the past couple
not
weeks.
Good.
Weak. That's what it's been.
Weak.
Weak.
Scott, there's so much energy and love coming from that man. Why can't you
sing?
Channel it into song.
He always blames it on it's after lunch, so he's tired.
Well, buddy,
just don't eat as much.
That's right. But Scott's not here. We're not talking about Scott today. We're talking about March. Thank you for downloading this episode and listening.
March.
My name is Evan Semenko.
Madness.
Filling in for Scott is Blake Lawson, middle school pastor. Ooh. Jordan Phillips. Hopped up on coffee.
I haven't really drank any yet.
Okay. He's
it's
ready
very
to go.
It's just the smell of it.
It is delicious. You make a good cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
But
come see me at the new boardwalk. We'll make coffee downstairs.
It smells like that cereal. Have you ever had Golden Crisps? It's got the frog with the backwards hat.
It's a...
some Sam's Club brand?
It's not called Golden Crisps. What's it called?
You know the one I'm talking about.
Dang, I know what you're talking about.
It smells like
Golden
that.
Smacks.
Golden Smacks?
Smacks?
With the off-brand, there's no way.
Look it up, Blake.
I'll look it up.
All right, here we go. So
frog backward hat.
We're already off the rails, but we are glad you're listening today, and we're going to try to redeem this podcast because there's a lot going on. We are in the thick of March. The Ides of March are coming up. You know the Ides of March?
No.
That's when Julius Caesar got killed. Womp womp.
Sick.
Rest in peace. Beware the Ides of March.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Honey
Smacks. I knew
Smacks.
It was Smacks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was not at all
And there was a frog.
Golden Crisps are with the bear.
Golden Crisp
is not a thing. But
are with the bear. Yep.
It's called Golden Crisp?
My bad.
Is that the Walmart brand?
No, they're both Kellogg brands.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, wait. Golden Crisp is a Post brand.
Still, I don't remember
Golden
Crisp.
I wonder what this frog's name is. Let's find out.
I bet he has a name.
Sorry. Shouldn't have brought it up.
They're on the cereal train, but we're talking about what's coming up at Simple Church. That's why you're here. If you're new to the podcast, thanks for listening. We have got we've got all kinds of good information, knowledge coming up about things that we don't want you to miss. And, Blake, game. You versus Jordan. Easter trivia.
Oh, love it.
I think historically we're about 50-50 on these.
His name is Dig'em Frogs.
Dig'em.
Dig'em Frogs.
Thank you, Jordan. Cool. This is the most research Jordan's ever done for a show already in the first 2 minutes.
It's coffee.
True.
It's going to be a good day.
What's the frog from? I got it. Stand by.
We need to know every name of every cartoon frog.
The
Warner Brothers frog.
The computer might crash at that point.
Couldn't handle it. So, we have stuff coming up, Blake. March. It's a weird March. Easter is one of the earliest possible dates it can be.
My goodness.
March 31st, if you're listening to this.
One year it was on April 2nd.
Yeah, but I think the earliest possible day it could ever be is like March 28th. So, we're like right in that range. And next year, it's April 21st. It's like 3 weeks later.
Nice.
It's a big difference. But in our world, we are excited to be going back to the Brookshire Grocery Arena. I heard y'all talking about outdoor activities today, Blake.
Yeah.
Everyone around the office getting ready
for
Easter.
I'm going to make it a point this year to come outside.
Because you normally don't get to.
I don't think I've seen you in Easter.
I've never been outside.
Because, Jordan, what do you do?
I am the audio director, audio lead, production manager, just the whole nine yards.
You were just showing us the screen diagrams for Easter
we're working on it all.
Setting it up, getting all ready, the big arena here in town. If you have never been to Easter at the Simple Church, we'd like to invite you. Be there. Check it out. Brookshire Grocery Arena, 9:30 and 11 a.m.
Maybe one of the last times we're going to be at the bag.
To be determined. That is not for sure yet, so we'll see.
Starting rumors.
That's right.
Well, spread them.
You're spreading them. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know March 31st, this Easter, we will be there. And just announced this week. Special guest will be joining us.
Yeah.
The Smallbones.
Nuh-uh.
From Australia.
For King and Country?
Not Joel and
Not
Luke.
Them.
The Sons.
Dang,
although we're
man.
Hoping they surprise us.
That would be awesome.
That
I
would
think
be
they're
cool.
on tour, so I think that's the problem.
I'll find out.
Please, dude. Jake, Jordan, research assistant, ready to go.
I haven't said a thing right yet today.
That's okay.
I said Golden Crisps. I said For King and Country.
And you know what?
Just cut every time I've talked so far.
Still more accurate than Scott.
There you go.
Way better. But we are excited to have Helen and David Smallbone, the parents.
So cool.
Join us for an interview exclusive on Easter Sunday at the Brookshire Grocery Arena. And their daughter.
Oh, they're going to be at World Outreach Church. They can't come.
Where's that?
In Memphis.
Memphis. Walking
they're
in
there
Memphis.
On Saturday and Sunday.
There you go. Booked up.
Womp womp.
But we're excited to have the parents.
Yes.
Some would say they're even cooler than their kids.
The kids wouldn't have happened without them.
Right. And they'll have their sister, Rebecca St. James.
Yeah.
Recording artist from the 90s. She's going to sing a song. She's going to be there. And they're talking about their new movie, Unsung Hero, a major motion picture, Lionsgate. They've been 3 years in the making for this movie, and it's coming out April 26th.
The trailer looked awesome.
We got to see it.
Jordan. I have not seen it.
We, as a staff, got an exclusive screener
was
copy.
Was it great?
It was really
unbelievable.
Good.
The trailer looks great.
Joel. Yeah. Smallbone plays his father.
I did see that.
And does an excellent job. It is not your typical Christian movie. If you've seen Christian movies, no offense to the other ones. Sometimes they're a little hokey. They're a little predictable. This one really does dive into what really happened, their story. Helen, the mom, actually wrote a book in 2019. They're basing the movie on. And it is a wild story. The dad, David, was a promoter in Australia, lost everything, moved and took a job in America. When he got here, the job fell through. So basically, they were on the border of being homeless, didn't know what they were going to do, had to scrounge together as a family, and it tells their true story of Rebecca St. James getting a recording contract, changing the whole family's pace, and then later, her brothers would also become recording contract, and they would become For King and Country, win Grammys, and it's a really, really cool true story about how the family pulls through and comes together. So we'll put a link to the trailer. You can check out the trailer and then join us on Easter to see them live and in person, the parents, David and Helen again, with Rebecca St. James. She's going to sing. We talked about it Sunday, and some people remember her. Blake, before your time, not necessarily your era, but she was a big name in Christian music, had a great album. Mallory, my wife, was excited, had her first CD.
Rebecca, I got you. I'm going to listen today.
Check it out.
I am.
It's very 90s pop.
Well, I'll fight through it, Rebecca, because right. You're amazing.
That's
and
right.
I saw the person that represented you in the movie, and I just
Which
wanted to hug all of you.
A lot like her.
Really?
It is amazing. Yeah, they showed the pictures, like casting directors and people that are able to find someone that has an Australian accent that looks exactly like this person. Like, I don't know how they do that.
The movie was so incredible.
It was really
like,
good.
Props to everybody that worked on it. I just wanted to hug the whole family. I was like, you guys, right? I felt like I knew them. I just wanted to commend them on their faith and keep pushing through. When the movie comes out, anybody listening, like for real, take it from me, somebody who isn't probably caught up on the discography of Lifeway. I haven't seen all the movies recently. This movie was phenomenal.
Lifeway.
Facing the Giants. You're not facing the Giants.
Don't know what that is.
Yep, exactly.
But this movie, Unsung Hero, was phenomenal.
It is really good, and we're working on some stuff. We'll be telling you as soon as we can about how you have a chance to see the movie at the Regal. We're hoping that works out. We'll be able to get together and have a screening and be able to show you when it comes out in April. But join us at Easter for exclusive interviews. Rebecca St. James, invite some folks to come with you. But on top of all that, the free egg hunts, 10,000 Easter eggs are sitting in our office.
Woo.
Getting ready for that. Inflatables, snow cones, games,
last
all the fun
time
stuff.
I was in an egg hunt, I ended up in the hospital.
But you got to tell the story now.
So, yeah, this is like four
last
years
year. Ago. 4 years ago?
Yeah.
For those at home, Jordan is like
This was
30.
I'm 30, so that was 4 years
you
ago.
You were an adult man.
We went to a friend's house. My family went to a family friend's house, and they thought it would be funny that all the, like, we had an Easter egg hunt. My mom and their mom. And so we did, and my brother slammed me into a chain link fence, and it cut my whole arm up. There was blood everywhere.
Dang, dude.
It was awful.
What was in the eggs?
Money.
Okay. How much?
Oh.
Like $5. There was one with $100.
Okay.
And I thought I found it. And my brother saw me bend over, and he just smoked me.
Were you at Orange when we had Reggie Joyner told the story about the egg hunt?
I have a different Reggie Joyner story.
Okay, so Reggie Joyner, this really famous Christian leader, started an organization called Orange. They did a conference we'd go to every year, and he told the story that when his kids were younger, the neighbor next to him, the adult kids, they came back every year for Easter because they were busy and traveling, whatever. But the parents did $1,000 in egg hunt, and they would come back every year to come and do the egg hunt. And it was serious. It was three adult kids.
I'm serious, bro.
They would come.
I would do it right now. Again.
I would too. $1,000, $100 is like
right.
But this time I'd put on shoulder pads and a helmet.
Yeah,
gear up.
Drop that shoulder.
You look like you're in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
What was your Reggie Joyner story?
Jonah doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah,
but make
sure
to share this with him when you see him. So
this is great, Jordan. You're going to love this.
This was 3 years ago, probably?
I think it's before COVID, so it's probably four now.
My goodness, time is weird.
God, COVID was 4 years ago.
This week?
It was wild.
It's spring break.
And people still got it, I swear. I've hugged some of y'all recently.
I was on a cruise this time 4 years ago.
Dude, you were in a petri dish of just there where they're cooking
it up. Dude,
we had
no idea.
Yeah.
No.
We're in the middle of the Jamaica. They don't care.
Literally, tomorrow, I'm going to the Caldwell Zoo. 4 years ago, on this day in spring break, we were at the Caldwell Zoo. Me and Mallory went on a date, and it's the the night that
you can't go.
The NBA, that he licked the microphone, and then they shut the NBA down. And I was watching on ESPN. I was like, they just shut down the NBA, Mallory.
I remember there were times when we were doing SES Live back in COVID where we would be using the same mics that, like, Christy and all them, like, Justin speaks on, Christy sings on, everything. And I remember I was using a mic that Christy had used for worship, and then she popped hot for COVID. And I was like,
we cleaned them.
No, I know. But we were like, am I good? And they're like, everybody's looking at me like I was about to wither away like that guy in Indiana Jones.
We didn't know.
I wish you could have seen Chris when they would all come back. He was like, mask, gloves, like, looked like he was about to go into surgery, handing out wet ones for everybody to.
It was a weird time.
Wipe all their packs and microphones off and then leave them on the table, and then he would go gather them and put them up.
Crazy. But tell this Reggie Joyner story.
I thought it was never going to get better.
Nah.
So.
You're at a conference.
We're at a conference. This is pre-COVID, my goodness. And it's an Orange conference. They do a really, really good one-day conference for youth leaders, high school, college, middle school, whatever. And we try and go once every year, me and Jonah. And we go, and they have a lot of great speakers and everything. And at some points, they have breakout sessions where they encourage, they give you Chick-fil-A, of course, and they're like, go meet somebody you don't know and just kind of talk about where you've come from and like what you're going through and da-da-da and what you've learned today, stuff like that. They gave you some questions to work through. And we met this really, really cool guy. His name was actually Benton. He was a like college pastor, rapper dude, just all in, like all the Christian cool avenues you can do, he was doing them. And it was me and Jonah sitting with him, so we're like, okay. And he was like, well, man, we had a really good conversation. He's like, well, man, I don't want to lose contact with you guys. I want to like check in, you know, it'd be cool to check in like once every couple months, just see how we're doing. We haven't done that, sorry, Benton. And so I was like, don't worry, I'll send you my contact, I'll send you Jonah's contact. Whoop, whoop. I didn't think about in my phone, it will share the nickname that you have for somebody with the person you share the contact with. And in my phone, Jonah's called Red Rocket, which...
Because Jonah has red hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you don't know at home.
And so we go back into the conference. We're sitting down. It's like, everybody's back.
Three There's, or 4,000 people.
It's a packed auditorium of people. And Reggie Joyner comes out, the orange guy. He's not orange like Red Rocket is. He's just the guy.
Orange is the name of their organization.
Yeah. And so Reggie Joyner comes out. He's like, well, I'm really encouraged to hear about your guys' learning and your growth together. Let's just get a couple people from the crowd.
Doing some crowd work.
He did one lady. She's like, it was so amazing. And another lady, she's like, oh, my goodness. And she picked a guy. He's like, wow, that was great. I love these people. You guys are amazing. And then he was like, all right, let's take one more. I don't know where Benton is. I was like, as soon as we left him, I was like, I'm never going to see that guy again. So I forgot he existed. And then Reggie Joyner points over like towards the front row on the far side. And he's like, all right, from you. And the guy runs over, holds a mic at him. And it was Benton, and he stood up. And he was like, I just want to thank the people I met, Mr. Blake Lawson, the Flying Hawaiian, and the Red Rocket, Jonah Boaz. And and he was looking around. He's like, looking around. There he is. And he pointed at Jonah. And Jonah, I think, evaporated. Like, he turned at least 50% into a mist.
Every eye turns to
him. Yeah. And I stood up and started clapping. And Jonah was just, like, sinking into the floor.
And Jonah didn't know that was just your contact in your phone.
Were you the only one standing up?
Yeah.
He was, like, pointing at him.
Yeah. I was like, woohoo! And then obviously Benton, there was some disconnect in that Red Rocket doesn't mean what he thinks it means. He's like, oh, Red Rocket, cool. The guy had red hair. And Reggie Joyner immediately, I don't know where he's from, immediately connected the dots. He was like, clearly there's been a misunderstanding. And oh man, if there was a moment I could live in for the rest of my life and just all of time and space, that one would be up there.
I'm sure Jonah remembers it the same way.
He turned at least 50% into a mist and tried to escape like through the fence. It was incredible.
So there you go. Reggie Joyner.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Reggie. Shout
RJ,
out.
RJ, shout it. Out.
So Reggie Joyner will not be at worship night, but we will. That's yes. a professional transition.
Nice transition.
March 24th, if you're listening to this before it comes out, join us at Bojack's. They've kicked off concert season. They call it Hurricane Alley on the stage back
so
there.
Cool.
If you've not been out there in a while, they've done a phenomenal job. It looks great. We're hoping for perfect weather on March 24th, 5 p.m. that evening. It's going to be a great show. It's actually Palm Sunday, so leading up to Easter, we want you to come worship with us. We'll take communion. The band's going to be there with live music, and if you've missed it, if you weren't able to make the one in February, we want to invite you to come out March 24th, Hurricane Alley and Bojack's, and plan to eat. The food's great. We'll support them. Be there at the restaurant. Hang out. Eat there in the East Bank.
Looks like it's going to be a nice 75 degrees.
Ooh. Perfect. Mwah. Nice. Love it. March 24th, worship night. Easter, March 31st at the Brookshire Grocery Arena. And if you're listening to this before it comes out, there's still time to volunteer. We'd love for you to be a part of helping out at Easter. It takes hundreds and hundreds of volunteers to be able to pull off Easter. This Sunday night, as you're listening to this, the day it comes out, March 17th, we're going to be at the theater. We're going to do it in the theater for the first time ever, and we'd love for you to join us. Get your Easter volunteer shirt, sign up, and if you want to help and it's just in time before Easter, still reach out, email mallory@thesimplechurch.tv or go online and check the website and see. We'll try to get you in there best we can. There's still time. If you're listening to this before Easter and you miss the March 17th meeting. Blake, I love the shirt color this year. It's a Columbia blue.
Ooh, very good.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikes. It is very airline blue. It definitely is. Airline High School is the local high school here.
Shout out Airline.
That's right. Two alumnus right here.
My mom.
Oh, that's right. She's not here, but she
listens. Half an alumnus.
Thanks, Amy.
Shout out Amy.
Shout out Amy Lawson. But I bet Amy Lawson would dominate this game. I bet she is a wise woman full of Easter knowledge.
It's Easter trivia today?
Easter trivia, Blake.
Okay.
You've got friends and family coming in. You're going to invite them to come see For King and Country's parents and Rebecca St. James. When you're all sitting around the table Easter Sunday, I want you to drop some knowledge that you guys are about to learn and we'll share with the podcast audience.
I most definitely will.
Yeah. I do typically get a Sunday afternoon Easter nap.
I mean, I won't get one, but you know.
You wish you could.
I'll think about it.
You have too many children now.
Y'all all got insurance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Dang children.
But Easter trivia.
Easter trivia. Who wants to go first?
I would love to.
Age before beauty. Here we go.
Wow.
10 questions. Closest to the answer wins.
Means I'm going first and second.
Hey.
Jordan, number one.
You red rocket.
How much did the most expensive Easter bunny ever made sell for? It was in 2015. It was a chocolatier in England who created this 11-pound, 12-inch-tall bunny. The kicker, each eye was a 1.07 carat diamond with gold leaf mixed in the bunny.
Who
most
is that
expensive
for?
Easter bunny. Somebody bought it. I have no idea.
$40,000.
$40,000. Blake, it's not Price is Right, so you can go under or over. Whoever's closest wins. How much did the most expensive multi-diamond Easter bunny made of chocolate?
I'm going to say
sell for
$11,000.
Oh, Blake. Mm-mm. 49,000. Jordan in pretty close in the ballpark.
I don't know how much.
You can't buy two diamonds for that much.
I don't know.
That's right, man. You got to check your diamond
jewelry.
That
is true. I did have an advantage because I had bought a expensive diamond before.
Hey.
That's right.
People don't know Jordan's wearing a chain with an Easter bunny on it right now.
His teeth have got him with studs built in.
Riff raff.
Grills.
Riff raff.
Act like I ain't know nobody.
1-0 for Jordan Phillips.
Nobody's going to get that reference.
Nuh-uh. If you do, please email us. Blake, number two.
Mark Perkins. Do
Mark
you get
Perkins.
That?
Perkins. Shout us out, Mark. Reference? How much did the average family spend as a household altogether on Easter in 2023? The average family, the household spending, this is according to the National Retail Federation. They do these surveys. How much did the average family spend last year on everything Easter per household?
That's like gifts, food.
Yep,
dresses, Easter eggs, ER visits.
And it's an average ER visits. Only in the Phillips house.
That's a weird one. I'm going to say $300.
$300. That's a solid guess.
Jordan? That's what I was going to guess.
Really?
I really was. I'm going to go $400.
It's a weird one. I don't think my family's ever spent $300 on Easter.
It adds up. If you think about food, like a ham.
Well, I was thinking like clothes.
Right.
I was thinking we didn't really
candy.
Do Easter baskets consistently.
Ooh, I didn't even
every
think
year.
About clothes. Mm. I was just thinking about
new
like
outfits.
Lunch. And
a lot of people. It's one of the
baskets.
Two times a year they go to church.
Yeah, that's right. One of the most attended church days.
I'm staying four.
$400 for Jordan. $300 for Blake.
Yep.
Average in the United States. $192.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Okay. We weren't thinking average.
It's bringing up everybody. Yeah. In that's right. So Blake gets that one. 1-1. Overall, though, this is just for fun. The United States of America, $20 billion on Easter last year.
That's wild.
Insane. Collectively, this is how much stuff we buy. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's got to be like churches and companies and stuff like that.
The Easter spending, the Trade Federation, that's Star Wars. The National Retail Federation estimated said $20 billion. Jordan.
That's crazy.
To compare.
Ooh.
In 2008, the first year they did this survey, how much did a family spend per household in 2008?
$37.
Way different times. If it's 192
I'm considering the average now, too.
Okay. Average household in 2008, the first year they did this national study, to compare, how much did they spend in 2008?
I went exact with 37.
That's right.
I think it might have gone down, but I don't think much. I'm going to say $111.
That's pretty dang close. $116.03.
Wow.
Impressive. So just think about that, though. In 15
I guess
years.
I thought less people needed Jesus in 2008.
Well, it was a housing
I was thinking
collapse.
Probably more.
Right. But yeah. With inflation and everything.
I was thinking inflation is whatever. We're 80, not going to act like there's a science behind it.
$80 more per household. Blake takes the lead 2-1, and he gets to answer first. And question number 4, continuing with the National Retail Federation round, what percentage of Americans will have an Easter egg hunt at their home? Jordan's family canceled theirs after the hospital visit.
We haven't done one since.
Well, you can with the HSM's Egg My Art if you sign up at thesimplechurch.com. Or text Jonah at some number or email
Blake will send you his Red Rocket contact.
I will send you, if you text me at 850-460-5765, I will text
put it
you
out there.
My contact.
Bob Goff in it.
Jonah, if Bob Goff, he's got more going on. I was just telling a story the other day about how I met Bob Goff in an elevator.
I met Bob Goff and went to IHOP with him.
No, well, you've got a better story. I remember that story.
That's right.
He was looking to get on the roof.
Ha!
Yeah. I was wondering if you get on the roof of this place. I was just looking around, and here I am. I went to the roof. Ah!
If you don't know who Bob Goff is, look him up on YouTube, and he sounds exactly like Blake just did.
I found the roof of this place. You can just go up on the roof. It's crazy. Anyways, what was the question?
What percent of Americans will have an Easter egg hunt at their home? So out of U.S.
18%.
18%.
That seems low. 27.
34. Hey. Very nicely done, Jordan. 1 in 3 Americans have an Easter egg hunt. If you don't have kids at home, your adult children are violent.
I was thinking people are having less kids. It's,
yep.
You know.
34%.
34. That's seems like a of every house.
Every household in America.
That's
three.
Crazy.
It's fun times, guys. And you can be a part of the egg hunt.
Are you having
Easter.
One at your house?
Oh, yeah. We do it every year.
Are you?
No.
Hey, you're the 30. You're
the, out of right, this room.
Well, literally well, actually, 34%. Hang on. We'll probably have one. I mean, we have a 2.5
It's fun
year
with
old.
Kids our age. Yeah. Your kids are now old enough.
Yeah.
You should do it, Jordan.
As long as he doesn't push his sister over.
That's they crazy. Like finding prizes. Fun stuff. All right. Now we're moving into the candy section of the game. How
Yummy.
Do we feel about candy? Favorite Easter candy?
I don't eat a whole lot of candy.
Okay.
Reese's. I used to be a big jelly bean head.
That's going to be important here in a second. Reese's Easter Bunny and the Reese's Eggs.
Reese's Eggs. They taste
Excellent.
Different.
They do. They're better.
They do. I agree on that.
They don't taste better than the Trader Joe's peanut butter cups, though.
Ooh, the dark chocolate ones?
Nope, just the regular.
The dark chocolate ones are better. Love Trader Joe's. Shout out TJ's.
I love have you ever
you
had
guys.
The Trader Joe's peanut butter cups?
Uh-uh.
Or
oh
cookie
my
butter cups.
Gosh.
I've had cookie butter.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that one.
It's good.
I haven't had cookie butter cups. But.
So I believe, is that 3-2 now, Blake?
No, that's 2-2.
2-2. Jordan, come back 2. Number 5, Jordan, you get to guess first. Jelly beans were invented in the Civil War. It was a treat for soldiers. They would go and they started shipping them out. But they were not widely publicized and connected with Easter until what decade? Civil War, 1860s. Just a reminder, I'm sure you both knew that.
Well, 90s.
1990s or 1890s? There's two 90s. Actually, more than that. Lots of 90s. If it popularized and became in the culture in 1860s, when did it get associated with Easter and was a major marketing campaign to go with Easter baskets?
90s.
18 or 19?
19.
1990s. So you're saying it took 130 years.
I'm going to say 1920.
1930s.
Wow.
Blake, on fire.
Do you know why it's eggs?
I do, but tell the
Easter?
Audience.
So in medieval times, people wouldn't be allowed to eat eggs during Lent, and eggs represented like rebirth through Jesus.
Spring.
And rabbits represented like fertility, stuff like that. So Easter Bunny gives out eggs, and during Easter they could eat eggs again. So.
And they made jelly beans look like eggs.
Hmm.
No, they're kind of egg-shaped, yeah.
They look like beans. They're jelly beans.
They're on that. They're kind of
egg-shaped.
That's right.
You can get the big gross ones that look like eggs.
Ew.
Jelly bellies look like.
But Jelly Belly, in the 1930s, part of their advertising, kind of like Coke with Santa, they made jelly beans popular at Easter and did it as part of the spring rebirth.
I'll give jelly beans
a
try.
So there we go. So Blake, 3-2 now, taking the lead, and he's up first. And question number 6, how many jelly beans will be consumed this year in America?
I love this type of
question. This is only in America, not worldwide. And this is based on the estimate from last year, 2023. How many jelly beans does the country, the
I can
United
put
States
down a bean, man.
Of America
consume? I'm going to say 60 million.
60?
60.
60.
1 billion.
Jordan always is off on the scale of this. In
There's
the
no
United
way
States,
I'm going to be further away.
In the Easter season.
I'm going to be hundreds of millions closer.
16 million Easter eggs. 16 million jelly beans.
Only 16 million?
In the Easter season.
That's weak, America.
But they do say that it's like, gosh, I don't think I wrote it down. But it is in the billions that are produced worldwide every year.
Thank you.
But 16 million jelly beans is enough to circumnavigate the globe 3 times.
Golly,
to think
man.
About how many jelly beans we eat just in a month.
How many is a billion?
Did you know that if you removed all of your nerves and laid them out end to end, you would die?
Thank you for that.
Nice.
Number 7. Blake is up 4-2 now, running away with it. Jordan, this one's worth 3 points.
Yes.
Number 7.
No.
How many peeps will be consumed in the United States Easter?
1 trillion.
Trillion.
I'm going to go...
Peeps. Disgusting.
I'm going to go 8 million.
8 million.
I ate 5 yesterday.
Did you really?
I'm supporting the stats.
Oh, I cannot stand a peep.
Peeps?
I don't like marshmallows in general.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Yeah.
Whatever. You don't
We tried to
then.
Put a peep on a s'more one time, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Really?
I can tolerate it on a s'more, but yeah, I would rather have a s'more
it's
without a marshmallow.
Got like that crunchy. How are you eating a s'more without a marshmallow?
I don't like s'mores. I would rather just eat a marshmallow.
What is wrong with both of you?
Dude. This coffee's so good.
It's so good.
I will say, the rabbits taste different than the little chickens.
The peeps?
The peeps. The chicks.
I thought chicks, you were about man. To say different than crawfish.
the rabbits taste different. Than crawfish.
All right, so Jordan's guess on the table is 8 million. Is that correct?
Yeah.
For peeps?
Peeps in the United States this year alone, the Easter season, how many do we consume?
8 million feels really solid.
16 million jelly beans.
I'm going to say, I don't want to be close to you. I feel like I got to do 6 million.
This is staggering to me. I have no way to verify this.
It's 7 million.
700
million
more jelly peeps.
Wait,
more peeps
than
jelly beans. According.
There's no way.
I don't know how to verify it.
You're wrong.
That's what the National
16
Retail
million
Federation.
Jelly beans could fit in this room. But 700 million peeps?
People like peeps, man.
Fill up this whole block.
That is what I can find on the internet. If you can find otherwise, send it to us. Evan@thesimplechurch.tv. But I believe that means Blake wins that round as well.
Hey.
So now it
good
is.
Game,
good job.
Going there, but not over yet. There's 3 questions left.
6 points.
It's
Wait, yeah, he's got
2.
That was, no, that one was worth
I
more.
Didn't get it right.
He didn't get it right. You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
That's right.
So
but it doesn't
that,
matter because these are worth 6 points now. So
how
Jordan
like
can still come
peeps?
Back.
19 points.
Blake, same round, same category. How many chocolate bunnies will be consumed in the United States? So we've got 700 million peeps, is what the internet says. 16 million jelly beans.
60 million
60
chocolate bunnies.
Million chocolate bunnies.
100 million.
100 million chocolate bunnies. 90 million. So Jordan's back on the board.
My dad can munch a bunny, bro. My dad cleans
Reese's
up chocolate
bunny?
Bunnies.
Peanut butter filled.
I like the hollow ones. I like to eat their eyes. I like when they got the little candy eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like a good old Cadbury egg.
Ooh.
Oh, dude.
Why do we not eat those the rest of the year?
I know. Well, you can.
Well, I know, but we don't.
Well, I do.
Where do you get them?
You get them stocked
gas
up?
Gas station?
No.
Yeah.
I don't carry them year round at gas stations.
Yes, they do.
They do Cadbury like caramel, but they don't do Cadbury eggs.
Look, man.
There's no way.
You shut up right
gotta
now.
You got to go to the right gas station.
Bucky's, maybe. They got everything, but.
I'm not going in there anymore.
Why?
I just finished
Dude,
on
we
my
were
Bucky
coming
snacks.
Back from Dallas yeah. this weekend.
Yeah.
I couldn't even. I spent 25 minutes there and didn't even get out of my truck. We left.
Because it was so busy?
Couldn't find a parking spot. Couldn't find a gas pump. I was like, I've wasted 30 Bucky's. Minutes. We went to the next exit, went to the QT.
I just finished on my Bucky snacks from Group Dynamics a couple weeks ago. It makes me sad.
Because they're excellent.
Except, I think I'm having, what's the opposite of a beef jerky renaissance? I think I'm having, like, I'm falling off.
Mm. Oh, I've been falling off that.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. It stinks
so
like
greasy.
You wouldn't believe.
My forehead gets all greasy when I eat it.
Wait, hold
like,
on. Time
you rubbing it on your face?
What are you getting with your forehead involved?
I'm just saying, like, you eat it, and then it's like, you start, like,
Evan,
no, I don't
get all
know.
Greasy.
You don't eat it out of a dog bowl like me and Jordan?
I just don't understand like how it gets in there. I'm trying to
listen,
mime it here.
Listen, one day we will go to the gas station. I'll let you touch my forehead before
we'll go
I eat
August
it.
To get a Cadbury egg.
I don't want to roll up on you guys touching each other's face outside of a QT. I'm going to leave.
It's getting weird. Jordan has 8 points. Blake, I believe you have
I don't know how the points work.
Six.
Let's just go.
That's fine. 6 points each. Blake. No, Jordan's the question. What percentage of people, when they eat a chocolate bunny, eat the ears first when surveyed? When they ask and say...
Everybody.
Which part?
100.
Everybody eats the head first.
John Hagler does not.
Well, he's, you know, whatever.
He's not well.
John.
I love you. I'm kidding, John.
We want to hear from you. Give us your retort. He has a whole thing about Easter bunnies, and it's humane to kill them first and not nibble parts of their body off.
That's inhumane.
I'm just telling you.
You go for the jugular?
86%
like
of people.
86% of America.
Go for the head first.
I'm in 100% agreement. I'm going to say 75.
76.
Ooh. Wow.
That's pretty accurate. You've got your pulse on America.
What is wrong with 25% of America?
Right?
Go right for the throat.
Eat the feet.
Harder. Maybe they eat the eyes. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
They like the candy eyes like you?
I eat the eyes first.
That's it. All right, we're going to declare Blake the winner.
I don't want to see what I'm doing
to him. How do you eat Blake. How do you eat the eyes and not the rest of the head?
You pull them off.
Like it's like
them.
A little chalk candy.
He's just tweezers.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Blake, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just
this
for
means
fun.
A lot to me.
That's yeah. right. Thank you. The largest chocolate egg ever created, 15,873 pounds in Italy. It was in like a mall display, and it was 2 stories tall. It's incredible. Look it up. We'll
what
put the link
that
in the show
melted?
Notes. That would be a mess.
This would be a mess.
It'd be like Wonka.
Italians just be doing the most, man.
What did they do with it after?
There's no
did
reason
they eat
to
it?
Do
they
it.
They had to have eaten it.
Yeah, but then it's just airborne, getting all them sneezes. And
it was actually in a wrapper. It was like a cellophane. Okay. I saw the picture.
Our economy is so bad.
I mean,
what
nice.
Can we do? Build a bunny in the Colosseum. 7 tons.
An egg. The bunny was in the Colosseum, maybe. This was an egg.
Yeah.
That's
did
right.
they build it? Did they make it in there? Did they make it like while it was going up,
you
or
know,
did
I
they just
know.
Bring it in like the Statue of Liberty?
We'll have to look it up, Jordan, and let you know later. I'll get back with you.
Okay.
All right. And then the last one. I do have a picture. I'll show you the picture. We'll put
picture.
It link in the show notes. The first egg roll at the White House, a tradition that started in what year?
Egg
just
roll?
Yes, egg roll. They go out and roll the eggs on the lawn.
Okay. I thought you meant like a Chinese egg roll.
No, sir. You want to guess what year it started? Egg roll?
This is so stupid. What are we doing? Run the country, dude. When did it start?
Yeah, what year was the first White House egg roll?
I feel like Reagan was definitely out there doing this.
Yeah.
He just dropped stuff and they're like, my God, he's onto something.
That was the 1980s.
I'll do 1916.
Okay.
1942.
1878. Rutherford B. Hayes. That's a long time. A lot of eggs rolled.
Big beard.
Mm. Mm. There you go, guys.
Great.
You're all smarter now.
I feel
now.
Smarter.
You're welcome. Yeah. Congratulations, Blake.
I definitely retained all that information.
Thank you for playing along at home. We would love to see you this March. Come hang out. Lots of opportunities. Come find Blake and tell him Easter facts that he would be super excited about.
Come see us outside for Easter. We want to talk to you guys. We've got a bunch of giveaways, a bunch of stuff we've got coming up for the MSM we want you to be a part of. March 17th, Easter meeting. March 24th, worship night. March 31st, Easter at the BGA.
He got more aggressive as he went on. He's yelling at him.
Hey.
Come through.
People need to know.
That's right. And we're glad you listened and made it all the way through this.
Go see Unsung Hero.
It comes out in April. You can't see it yet, but come see the interview and get excited.
Put
it
in your calendar.
Pre-buy the tickets.
That's right. Go on now.
And go support and go watch it at the boardwalk. Support the boardwalk.
Regal. Shout out Regal.
Go tell somebody that you love them.
We know we like them recliners at Tinseltown, but
we don't speak at Tinseltown.
Shout out Regal, man.
Keeping it going.
They've been great, bro.
I just like knowing I got a key to that place.
And you got the refillable popcorn bucket.
I got the refillable pocket. The pocket?
Pocket?
The popcorn bucket.
How big is your pocket?
Full of popcorn.
Big enough. Too big for me, man. I can kill a soft drink, but I can't ever finish my popcorn.
It's a lot of popcorn.
A lot of popcorn, bro.
I feel bad eating popcorn.
Your forehead's all greasy. It's a mess.
That'll make
you
me greasy.
Put it up there like on a stool next to you while you're preaching?
No, but I should.
You should.
I can do it. They give it out on Sunday. I will tell you something that's nice about being at the theater that I'm gonna miss when we got that building done. Coming out in between services and just getting a big whiff of that popcorn, dude.
It's a good smell.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't make it down there very often, but when I do, I'm like...
He doesn't go outside.
Dog.
He doesn't leave the Gap.
Nope.
Go... If you haven't seen a live service at the Gap, go see it. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. You get to see how things really happen. You get to see Chip and Jordan and Posey and their army of people that work really hard just make it happen.
Chip's army.
Yep.
Army of Chip.
On that note,
go do something you love today, man.
Bye-bye. Thanks for downloading this episode. We appreciate you listening to Backstage with the Simple Church Podcast. Subscribe so each week you get the new episode when it comes out on Wednesdays.
Exactly, because that's what you want is the new content.
That's right. Automatically popped up in your feed, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, leave a 5-star review.
Please do, because it helps people find us. And plus, we deserve it.
That's right, Scott. You do a great job.
Oh, so do you.
And thanks for listening. Share it with a friend. Send it to somebody that should enjoy this episode and subscribe as well. And thanks for being a part of the Simple Church.
Thanks for listening.